Navigating the world of digital file sharing. Well, sometimes it feels like you need a map, doesn't it? Just to figure out the best way to get files, share them back, without getting tangled up in complicated software or stuff you just don't want.
It really can be tricky. The technology itself, like BitTorrent, it's incredibly clever for moving files around efficiently. But the actual apps you use, they can be, well, all over the place in terms of user friendliness.
Exactly. And that's why today we're going to sort of cut through that noise. We're doing a deep dive into one specific tool that often gets mentioned for being simple and effective. Transmission.
Yeah, our aim here is to really understand what Transmission actually is, why it has this strong reputation, and what makes it, you know, particularly good if you're maybe just starting out with BitTorrent, but still has enough for the pros too.
We want to get to the heart of what makes it tick.
Exactly. And we're getting our info straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Right. We're looking at the official GitHub repository. That's where all the code lives. And the Transmission website itself. They lay out their philosophy and features pretty clearly there.
Yeah, it gives us a good look at what they intended to build.
Okay. And before we properly dive in, we really want to send a big thank you to the supporter who helps make these deep dives happen. SafeServer.
They're great.
SafeServer handles hosting software and supports your digital transformation. Really helpful in the digital world. You can find out more about them at www.safeserver.de.
We definitely appreciate their support. Okay, so where should we start? Basics.
Let's do it. Absolute basics. We're talking Transmission, called it a BitTorrent client.
Yeah.
Someone hearing that for the first time, what does that even mean? What's a BitTorrent client actually doing?
Okay, yeah, good question. So simply put, a BitTorrent client is just the app, the program you install on your computer, or maybe a server, that lets you use the BitTorrent network. The BitTorrent protocol is the method, the set of rules, for sharing files, especially big ones, instead of one server sending the file to everyone, which can get overloaded.
Right, like a traditional download.
Exactly. Instead, you download little pieces of the file from lots of other users who already have those pieces. And here's the key bit. While you're downloading, you're also uploading the pieces you've already got to others who need them.
Ah, so it's peer-to-peer. Everyone downloading also becomes a source for uploading.
Precisely.
That makes it super efficient then, especially if a file is popular. Because more people downloading means more sources to get it from.
You got it. It uses the combined upload speed of everyone in the swarm, they call it. And Transmission specifically describes itself as a fast, easy, and free BitTorrent client. That little tagline on their site that tells you a lot about their main goals.
Fast, easy, and free. Can't argue with those. Let's focus on easy first. Why does Transmission get singled out for being easy to get into? What do the sources say?
Well, this seems absolutely fundamental to how they built it. They say it was designed for easy, powerful use. The important thing there is they're not saying easy instead of powerful. They're aiming for both.
Okay, so it's not just like a stripped-down basic version. It's meant to be capable and simple. How do they pull off the easy part?
A huge point they make is that the default settings just work. You know how sometimes you install software and immediately have to go digging through menus to make it do what you want?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Transmission tries to avoid that pain. The idea is you install it, you add a torrent file, or maybe a magnet link, which is just a web link that starts the download without needing a separate file first, and boom, it should just start downloading and sharing pretty intuitively.
Okay, so just adding that link gets it going. That immediate, like, it works out of the box feeling is a massive plus for beginners, right? Takes away that first hurdle.
Totally. You don't feel lost the second you open it. And then the powerful part comes in without making it complicated. For people who do want more control, they say setting up the advanced stuff is meant to be easy too.
Like what kind of advanced stuff?
Things like setting up watch directories, you know, folders where you can just drop a torrent file and Transmission grabs it automatically, or managing bad peer block lists to avoid dodgy connections, setting up the web interface so you can control it from another device. They say doing these things only take a few clicks.
So the basics are super simple, but the more advanced options aren't like hidden behind 17 layers of menus. That sounds like a good balance.
It really does. And this focus on an easy learning curve wasn't just something they put on their website. It was apparently a key reason why Ubuntu, you know, the big Linux operating system.
Yeah, very popular.
They chose Transmission as their default BitTorrent client for a long time. When a major OS picks your app as the default, that says a lot about how usable and reliable they think it is for, well, for everyone.
Being the default is a huge endorsement, yeah. especially from Ubuntu, which focuses a lot on user experience. What else makes it feel smooth?
Another big thing they highlight, especially for maybe Mac or Linux users, is that it's designed to be native for your system. Oh. They aim for it to integrate seamlessly, unlike some apps built to look the same everywhere.
Why is that a big deal? I mean, if an app runs on everything, isn't that good?
It's good for compatibility, sure, but sometimes those write-once-run-anywhere apps can feel a bit out of place on your computer. You know, The buttons might look wrong, menus are weird, keyboard shortcuts don't work as expected.
Right, it feels like a guest instead of part of the furniture.
Exactly. A native app is built using the specific tools and following the design rules for that operating system. For Mac users, the sources really boast about a truly native and polished experience. They say it meets or exceeds Apple UI standards, uses system features. They even specifically mention version 4.0 is Apple Silicon native.
Meaning it runs super fast on the newer Macs.
Yep. Optimized for those M-series chips. That's a serious commitment to the Mac platform.
That level of polish shows they care about the details for different users.
It does. And on Windows, even though it uses something called the Qt framework, which is cross-platform, they've worked to modernize the look and feel, saying it's fully Windows 11 ready. For Linux, the GTK version follows the GNU MIDI design guidelines, so it fits right in there too.
So whichever system you're on, Mac, Windows, Linux, the goal is for transmission to feel like it belongs, like it's comfortable there.
That's the idea. That consistent effort is pretty telling about their focus on the user.
Okay, native feels a plus. What about performance? They say it's lightweight and lightning fast.
Yeah, this is another really important one, especially thinking about how people use BitTorrent. Lightweight means it has a low memory and resource footprint. Basically, it doesn't eat up all your computer's RAM or CPU power.
Why is that so crucial for BitTorrent?
Well, like we said, these clients often run 24/7, or at least for long periods, managing downloads and uploads in the background. If the client itself is heavy and demanding,
it slows down everything else you're trying to do, browsing, working, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't want your downloader grinding your whole system to a halt. And this low resource use makes it well-suited for home NAS and media servers.
Ah, NAS, network-attached storage. Those little boxes people use for backups or streaming media at home.
Right. Those devices often don't have a ton of processing power like a full desktop computer does. So running software that's efficient is absolutely key.
Makes sense. You need lean software for lean hardware.
You got it. And the fact that companies like Western Digital, Zyxel, Belkin companies that actually make those NAS boxes and routers have used or bundled transmission, that kind of backs up the claim. The sources say it delivers impressive performance on almost any compatible hardware. You don't need a beast of a machine.
So efficiency isn't just a nice bonus. It's core to making it work well on all sorts of devices, even lower powered ones.
Definitely. Now, let's shift to something that's a really big differentiator these days and where transmission takes a very clear stance. It's open source and privacy focused.
Okay. Open source, that means the code is public. Anyone can look at it, which builds trust. Right?
That's the foundation. It's a volunteer-based project. People contribute because they believe in it, not because a company is telling them to hit profit targets. And this leads to a really bold claim they make, kind of throwing shade at other software. Unlike some BitTorrent clients, Transmission doesn't play games with its users to make money.
Doesn't play games. Wow, that's direct. What kind of games are they talking about? What does Transmission specifically avoid doing?
They spell it out very clearly, and this is crucial info from the sources. They list stuff they don't bundle. They don't bundle toolbars, pop-up ads, flash ads, Twitter tools, or anything else.
Whoa, that's huge. We've all seen free software that tries to sneak in browser toolbars, change your search engine, push ads.
Right. Transmission explicitly says no to all of that. They also state very clearly that it doesn't hold some features back for a payware version. What you download, the free open source version, is the complete version. No pro upgrade needed.
No nagging, no crippled features. That fits perfectly with being free and volunteer run, doesn't it? The goal isn't squeezing money or data out of you. It's just providing a good tool.
And that flows right into the privacy focused part. They state point blank, we don't track our users. Simple as that, which is becoming quite rare.
Seriously rare.
And they go further. They say even their own website and the community forums have no third party ads or analytics.
Wow. That's a deep commitment. Not just the app, but their whole online presence respects privacy. In a world where everyone's trying to track everything you do online, choosing a tool that says we don't do that and avoids common web trackers on their own site. That speaks volumes.
It really does. It builds a lot of trust. So wrapping up the overall feel, they call it sleek and future rich.
Meaning it tries to combine that ease of use we talked about with having all the necessary functions.
Pretty much. They aim to give you the features you'd expect. Privacy options, that web interface for remote control, full peer communication, editing trackers, the servers helping peers connect, setting speed limits, and so on. But the goal is to present all that power within the simple, clean interface they value so much.
Okay, so it's got the goods, but it tries not to overwhelm you.
Yeah.
Now, we've mostly talked about the app you'd install on your desktop, but the sources mentioned different flavors of transmission.
Yeah, this shows its flexibility. So you've got the standard graphical apps for Mac, Windows, Linux, the ones with windows and buttons you click on your main computer.
Right, the usual way you'd use an app.
But transmission can also run as a headless demon.
Headless demon. Sounds kind of spooky and technical. What's that mean practically?
It just means it runs in the background on a computer or server without needing its own graphical window open on a screen. A daemon is just a background process doing its job quietly. Headless means no monitor needed, perfect for those NAS boxes we mentioned, or any server that just sits in a closet.
Okay, so you can have it running on a server somewhere, managing torrents, without needing a screen attached to that server.
Exactly. And then how do you control it? That's where the web UI comes in. It's a web page served up by transmission itself that you access in your browser. From there, you can add torrents, start, stop, check progress, change settings. Basically control the daemon from anywhere on your network or even over the internet if you set it up.
That is super useful for remote management. Control your home server downloads from your laptop or phone. Nice.
Adds huge convenience, especially for server use.
Yeah.
The sources also mention command line tools for people who like using the terminal, maybe system admins, developers, scripters.
The text-based interface.
Right. Transmission Remote is the main tool. It lets you control a running transmission instance using text commands. You could script things like automatically adding torrents or checking status.
Definitely for a more advanced user, but powerful for automation.
For sure. There are also little standalone tools just for handling .torrent files, .transmission show to see what's inside one, transmission create to make your own, transmission edit to tweak one. They do mention an older tool, transmission CLI, is kind of outdated now, so transmission remote is the way to go for interacting with a running instance.
Okay, let's recap the flavors. Normal desktop app for Mac Win Linux, a background server version, a web page to control it remotely, and command line tools for the techies. That's really flexible.
It shows they understand people use this stuff in different ways, different environments.
Let's zoom out a bit. Look at the project itself, that GitHub info you mentioned. What does it tell us about the health and community around transmission?
Well, its home on GitHub, transmission, is pretty revealing. The sources say over 13,000 stars. On GitHub, starring a project is like giving it a thumbs up or bookmarking it. 13K plus stars, that's a lot. Shows real popularity and respect in the open source community.
Big vote of confidence from users and developers.
It is. And over 1,300 forks. A fork is when someone copies the whole project, usually to mess around with it, maybe suggest changes back, or even start their own version. Over 1,000 forks suggests a really active group of people digging into the code.
So not just users, but people actively working with it, maybe fixing things, adding stuff.
Exactly. And the number of contributors backs that up. Over 258 individuals credited. That's a healthy number for an open source project. It means lots of eyes on the code, lots of different people chipping in. It builds trust.
It sounds like a solid community effort. What about the languages used? C++, PICM, Objective-C, C++, Dota Script. Does that mix tell us anything?
Yeah, that mix makes total sense. C++ is probably the core engine needs to be fast. Objective-C and Objective-C++ GAR, that's for the native Mac app. JavaScript, HTML, that's the web UI. CMake is a build tool to handle compiling it everywhere. It perfectly mirrors their goals. Fast core, native feel on different systems, web control.
Using the right tools for the right job. And you said the docs are being updated. They're looking for volunteers.
Yes, that's a good sign. It shows it's an active, living project. Good documentation is really important, especially with all these different ways to use it. Being open about needing help to improve docs, that's typical, healthy open source behavior.
Yeah, it means it's not dead or abandoned. And it had a pretty recent stable release, right?
Correct. Version 4.0.6 came out May 29, 2024, according to the sources. Regular updates mean bug fixes and improvements are happening.
Okay, so we've looked at what transmission is, its core ideas, easy, native, fast, private, the different ways you can run it, and the community behind it. Let's bring it all back. What does this mean for you, the listener, especially if you're just looking for an easy way into BitTorrent?
Well, based on everything the project says about itself in these sources, Transmission really does seem like a fantastic choice if you want something powerful but simple, especially if you're starting out.
How so? What specifically makes it good for that easy entry?
The focus on easy entry and defaults that just work tackles that feeling of being overwhelmed head-on. It suggests you can probably install it, add a torrent, and just let it run without needing a degree in network engineering first.
Right. It gets you doing the thing you wanted to do, sharing files quicker with less stress.
Exactly. Less friction. Then the native for your system part helps too, making it feel comfortable and familiar, not like some weird, clunky program you have to fight with.
And the lightweight and fast aspect means it should run well, even if your computer isn't brand new, mm-hmm. or if you're putting it on a little NAS box. It respects your hardware.
And I think crucially, that open source and privacy-focused stance, knowing it explicitly won't bundle junk, won't nag you for money for core features, and won't track you. That provides a baseline of trust that's hard to find sometimes. It delivers the features you need, but tries to do it in an intuitive way. Seems very aligned with just wanting to access information efficiently and privately.
Yeah, it really paints a picture of a tool built with the user's experience, privacy, and sanity in mind, trying to avoid all those common annoyances you find in other software.
That's definitely the impression the sources give.
So this deep dive shows Transmission aiming to be that fast, easy, free client. It stands out because it really tries to feel native, run efficiently, and fiercely protect user privacy through its open source, volunteer-driven model.
Right. It's a community project, kept up to date, designed to just do its job well, without all the extra baggage, no ads, no trackers, no bundled nonsense.
And thinking about that focus on privacy and open source. Here's maybe a final thought for you to chew on. In this digital age where our data and attention are constantly being grabbed at, what's the real value to you of choosing tools like Transmission? Tools built by volunteers, designed to be transparent, light, and specifically not track what you do.
It's definitely something to consider as you build your own set of trusted digital tools.
Indeed. And again, a huge thank you to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive, your partner in digital transformation, helping with hosting, and more. Check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Thanks for tuning in for this exploration with us.
We hope this gives you a clear picture of what makes Transmission tick. Until next time.